Hello and welcome to episode 10 of Waking Up Woke. Got my beautiful co-host over here, Isaiah Lair on the mic. I got a good buddy, Adam Tidridge, on the monitor. And we changed up today. If you haven't noticed, Isaiah wasn't starting this one. You want to know why? Because I officially took over the position of Alpha. And that's why he is now not starting. That's why I'm starting. But that's beside the point. Another reason why I wanted to start was because the first two intro topics we have are about Isaiah being slightly more literate than I am this week. First one, apparently, Isaiah texted me the other day. He says, I don't get time zones. Isaiah, can you please explain to me?
I just don't fucking
what get don't you zones, get,
man? Like, why the fuck is
I there? Need more I need more than that.
Why are there just different times all over the world? For farmers?
Well, I'm gonna break it down. Well, no, the farmers' issue is daylight savings. That's where daylight savings came from, for the fucking farmers, which is also kind of outdated now, so it doesn't really matter. But time zones are actually like a really important thing. I'm gonna break it down for you real quick. All right. So the global economy kind of depends on it. Like say you traveled to. So, like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, the 9-to-5 workday, right? Obviously, 9-to-5, it shifts. But that's generally the normal standard of workdays. It may bounce an hour or two before or after that. So, the 9-to-5 workday is here, right? So, say you go over to China. And, obviously, over there, they also work during the day. Over there, it would be, like, I don't know, like 11 p.m. to, like, 7 a.m. would be their normal workday. So, say you were to travel for work or work in different parts of the country, different parts of your life, whatever. It's like, oh, like just your work day time frame would be shifted all the time to like work during the day. You know what I mean? So they shift the time zone to follow the sun pretty much. So wherever you go, daytime is generally the same time frame anywhere as what the clock says. You know what I'm saying? So you can't have normal work hours in New York be 9-to-5, but in California be 6-to-2. It wouldn't work that way.
Well, why not?
Again, it's just easy. It makes it easy for us. Again, it is technically arbitrary. It doesn't really matter, but it makes it easy for like things that are happening in different parts of the world that relate to each other. So like that, like if you just like 6-to-2 is boot camp, you know, all right. It is arbitrary, but it makes like global business and global travel. No, there is a point. No, it is a point. It's like, because you need to have some type of standard time frame for businesses to operate. You know what I mean? Like businesses operate generally, again, bringing out the 9-to-5. So anywhere you go in the world, anytime between that 9 and 5, arguably the businesses are probably going to be open normally during the week, right? Am I correct?
Yes.
So in creating like a time zones like that, it just makes it so during the all you can't, like, obviously if you made it our 9-to-5 here in New York, if you were to work at the same, say like us and LA, we're going to work the same time, like this physical same time. We both start the same time. We end the same time, like whatever. Mm-hmm. For us, it would be 9-to-5, but for them, and then it'd be like, it'd be a lot earlier. Their sun wouldn't be up. So like to make sure everybody's working during daylight hours, they just set all these little time zones, be like, okay, sun rises at, you know, 5:30, and they shift it that way to make it standard wherever you go. That like the sun should rise somewhere between 5:30 and 6 ish. It makes it easier if you're traveling or different parts of the world, shit like that. Or if businesses and things that like think about the stock market. If you're in California and you're working on the stock market in New York, you have to have some kind of frame of reference of what's going on. You can't just remember every other part of the country, or the part of the world. It's like, oh wait, business over there starts, you know, at 9-to-5. Over here, it starts our time frame 6-to-2. It like, wouldn't work. And don't just sit here and say, I don't get it either, because you do understand it. You know what I'm saying? It is slightly arbitrary.
I think it's dumb.
I wouldn't call it dumb. I'd call it necessary. Definitely arbitrary, but I think it's necessary to keep things in order and in line. I think that daylight savings time, anarchy. I think daylight savings time is dumb. Definitely, that's just a dumb idea in my opinion.
I just don't get why it's. Oh, I didn't expect the mic to be right there. I just don't. I just don't understand why it just can't be like, oh, I work 6 to 2 in California instead of being like.
So you're saying you think like I think that would be fine. It would work. I think it'd be just a little more difficult for people that work all over the world. You know what I mean? Because like say even, I,
because even
because you know like you're
like you said with the stock market.
Stork market
at 9 here. It's gonna start later in California.
It starts at over there. If they're trading, early. They're up at 6. They're up at 6. So the stock market, like if you work in the stock market, but you live in Cali and you want to look at it, it opens here at like 9, I guess. Over there, it'd open at 6.
Exactly.
So they are getting so up for it, but that's just
time changing.
No, their work day is just earlier. But most people over there that work normal businesses are, you know, 9 to 5. Just they wake up 3 hours later than we do. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I just don't think they're necessary.
Did you know, Arizona, they don't abide by the daylight savings times. They just say, fuck it.
Well, I mean,
just don't give a shit.
Farming out there.
Well, nobody fucking farms. Like, it doesn't matter. It's all fucking, like, it used to be that way. So, like, that's when people would get up. Like, it's like, because if the time didn't shift and you got up every day at 5, the sun would start to get rise like later and then earlier. So you'd have to shift what time you get up. So to make sure to make it like you're getting up about the same time every day, they just started shifting the hours. So like you get the best amount of time awake with the sun. But like it's all automated now anyway. So it doesn't fucking like it hardly matters. So I think we should abolish daylight savings time. You know who invented daylight savings time?
Thomas Jefferson.
Benjamin Franklin. Close. I believe Benjamin Franklin.
He was a founding father. I was there, dude.
He was the good handwriting kid. Yeah. He had the good handwriting.
That was John Hancock.
John Hancock's son. Jefferson actually scribed the thing. but do you kind of understand? Like, it is arbitrary, but like that's how it works.
I understand time zones.
I don't think we can abolish it. We can't abolish it. At this point, the way our businesses work. And the way the world works, the world economy, it was a collapse. It wouldn't collapse, but it'd make everything much more difficult. It'd be more work, I think. It'd be more work. It's like when the fucking computers, remember in Y2K? I mean, we were little, but like everybody thought all the computers were going to crash and all the nukes were going to go off at 2000 because all the computers were set to like 1999. You know what I mean? Yeah. Which is arguably different. That's weird. I wonder about that. Think about that. So in New York, in New York's midnight, they're like, oh my God, it's about to go off right now. But in China, they're like, nah, we were good. It happened 3 hours, 4, or like whatever, 8 hours ago over here. Nothing happened. So like, why were we freaking out? Because like their time's different. Right?
See bullshit where like people are just like run by like fear at that point.
I can't believe that was a thing. I can't believe that was a thing. People actually thought the world was going to blow up because like everything was set to 2004,
dude.
Dude, my parents went to fucking Vegas. They left me at home. They didn't give a fuck. They're like, if we're all dying, like we're dying in Vegas and you're not going to be with us. So I'm 3 years old. See you never.
I mean, I get it. But at the same time, I just think we could all survive without time zones.
We could.
I don't think
sure.
All this impending doom, like world economy going to crash because.
It wouldn't crash. It'd take some adjusting.
Yeah.
I suppose. So the other thing that you texted me this week was that you think you are, and I quote, mask hot.
Yeah, dude, I'm an absolute rocket in a mask.
Now, why do you say that?
I don't know. I just got good eyes.
See, I think when it comes to like wearing the mask and trying to look good, two things you need. You pretty much always need a fresh cut. Like your hair, at this point now, the barbershops and shit, you get a haircut, and that's like a main feature that people are looking at you. You need the fresh cut. Mm-hmm. There's no excuse. Like I need a haircut, so I need a haircut, and I have no excuse not to have one. That's why I still have the hat on. So you need the fresh cut because it's like 60% of what people actually see, and then the rest is your eyes. And like the pretty eyed people will rule the world at this point.
Yeah. I think I got good ocular structure,
dude. Like I've got a great beard, and that's just like it's a mute point at this point. It's kind of bullshit.
Yeah, you
like,
should just shave it.
It's like I trimmed it up, you know. It's like one of my better features, and it's just hidden. It's so sad. I mean, my eyes are nice too. So are yours. Like I think we're both mascot, actually. Now that you say that.
I don't know. I just be getting mad tips nowadays.
Oh, that's why you think you're mascot?
Yeah.
You think you're mascot or less hot with or without the glasses?
either way, I'm a dime with a mask
on. I think now, I think the, what's it called? The, we're going to evolve now to be, we're going to have better looking eyes and worse looking mouths. Cause like, who cares about the mouths at this point? Yeah. If we keep this mask shit up for sure. Like if everybody's wearing masks for the foreseeable future, it's going to be like the people getting laid and having kids will have the best eyes. So that's the way the generation is going to shift.
This is totally not going off of what you just said. How many, you think there's going to be like a big baby boom?
Yes, that's everybody, a lot of people talked trapped. About that. Mm-hmm. They say it's going to be like, it's going to be like the Corona generation. Like, I wouldn't call it a baby, like not as big as the boomers, obviously, because that was like absurd.
I don't know.
But I bet there's a decent spike.
This is a long time.
I bet there's a decent spike.
Yeah.
True. Yeah, that was, you know what I mean? That was a lot. I think right now, though, decent
like
spike.
Circumstances, everybody locked in their house. There's nothing better to do. Let's just bang.
I don't know. Our generation, there's a lot less people getting married and having kids, though.
That's, yeah, that's but there's...
Contraceptives? Contraceptives?
Yeah.
Was there a P?
No, contraceptive.
With a V?
Yeah.
No P.
Contraceptives.
Contraceptives.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was thinking the second P that's non-existent. Okay, so the second P is actually a V. Okay, so now with more contraceptives, I think that I don't know if it'll be as big of a boom as you realize, because I think that like all the young people are on some type of contraceptive. You know what I'm saying? And also, you got to think about it, the people that aren't living with people that spent all this time alone. People with no girlfriends or boyfriends, like they spent a lot of time alone having less sex.
That's true, but I still think you still have all these Tinder things. Maybe they're less and less. You got all these hookup websites. You got people, and just because they're not married doesn't mean they're not living together. And I understand contraceptives, stuff like that. But I just think people, when you get bored, you've watched everything on Netflix, or you're just watching some random fucking show, you're just like, oh, I could go for it. Why not? Sometimes you pull out. Sometimes you don't know what happens. Sometimes you're just blackout drunk and you just nut in someone, and you just forget about it. And then
I think it'll be a spike, not a crazy spike, but I think that you'll see some type of spike. Like classes will just be like as the that grade, those couple grades, that this like grade that grows up. Like it'll just be a little bit bigger than the last one. It's my guess. But isn't the population already growing like crazy right now? Like crazy rate?
Like
aren't we already fucked?
Like
we're already kind of fucked there.
Years, it spiked like way too high. Like,
we need less kids. Everybody's got to stop having fucking kids.
We needed a better plague.
We need, yeah. I think you're right.
Stupid people, that's the problem, you know? The stupid people are still thriving.
I honestly just think I think I might be immune, and I'm pretty stupid, so I may fit that category.
Yeah.
But there's a special kind of stupid that needs to go, you know?
I agree. A special kind of stupid. All right, so I would say, yeah, I think we're both mascot. I think we're all a little mascot. I think if you think you're mascot, you're probably mascot. And we're all not mascots.
Dime piece, dude.
Dime piece, mask guy. Okay. Up next, this one I'm really excited about, and I'm really excited to hear yours, and I was really excited to come up with a list. Top 5 drunk snacks / foods. I want you to do all of yours, and I'm going to do all mine. We'll discuss as we go.
Do I have to go first?
I guess not, but I kind of want you to. You're looking at me like you want me to go first. Okay, fine.
But I'll go first.
All right. Okay, well, here we go. Go 5-1. Yeah.
5-1?
Yeah, one is like your best one for last.
So coming in at number 5, cheddar fries. I could go for a bag of cheddar fries.
Cheddar fries or hot fries?
Cheddar fries. Fuck hot fries.
I agree. When you're drunk, I don't mind the hot fries. When you're drunk, cheddar is much better because you can crush the bag in like a minute. And you're just like, eat all that styrofoam as fast as possible.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's not styrofoam. They're fucking delicious.
They are very good. Very good styrofoam.
Number 4, flavor blasted goldfish.
Ooh, okay. That's a good one.
Good one.
Those are OG.
Everybody always forgets about the flavor blasted.
Honestly, no. I think right now I think the flavor blasted is becoming the more standard. It's like the double stuff Oreos. Like, how often do you see a regular stuff Oreo? Never.
If you ever just grab regular Goldfish, I just look at you like, what are you doing?
Low key, I'm an OG pizza Goldfish guy.
Well, those are dope. I like
Pizza Goldfish.
I like pizza combos the best. I think
those are good too. Pizza. Yeah, those are fire.
The pepperonis, yeah.
That's good.
But right. Coming in at number three, Harvest Cheddar Sun Chips.
Oh, Harvest Cheddar is good. I'm more of a fan of the Harvest ones. Those are the cheddar ones? I like the really cheddar ones.
Yeah, those are the...
They leave the dust on your fingers.
Uh-huh, the orange.
Those are bomb. Okay, that's a good one. Those do slap.
The whole bag.
Those things, like, end up cutting the inside of my mouth after a while, though. They're pretty sharp, those squares.
Yeah, they are.
And if you're crushing a bag when you're hammered, that, like, tears the inside of my fucking mouth up.
Number two, double stuffed Oreos.
Again, same thing. How often do you see regular stuffed Oreos? Like, never.
There's some people that love double stuff. Like, the regular one. People.
Those people are fucking... Those people need to grow up.
Oreos?
Like, I don't eat them. I just eat them like a regular cookie. I don't open them up.
Me too. I don't
break them. Fuck that. I mean... Maybe I'll do like one or two out of like the sleeve, but like majority of them I'm eating normally. And like, but you're right. If I go over to somebody's house, like, oh, I have Oreos and it's just the regulars, they feel different. They feel like the weird kind as opposed to the double stuff. The double stuffs are quickly moving towards being the go-to and like the must have.
And then number one,
for my number one,
top five. You ready?
I'm so ready.
Funyuns.
Really?
I fucking love me some
Funyuns. No way. You didn't have Pringles?
I could crush an entire bag of Funyuns.
Dude, you love Pringles. I didn't see any Pringles on your list.
I don't love Pringles, dude.
I've seen you get you got Pringles last time we were here. You like Pringles?
Sometimes, dude, but I'd rather crush a bag of Funyuns. That's delicious.
All right.
Onion-y. Just put them in your mouth and just... They're delicious, man. Especially drunk, because your body is just like... You want something savory. You want something like nice, fluffy, crunchy at the same time. So not really
They're good.
Fluffy, but kind of fluffy. Oh, yeah. Delicious.
No, the Funyuns are fire. Like, I can't even think of the last time I had fucking Funyuns, but...
Honestly, go grab a bag of Funyuns, like a little one, when you're drunk, and... Put it by your bed so when you come home, you're going to be like, oh, my God, my Funyuns. And then you're going to open up, have one, and you're going to be like, I need more.
I feel like Funyuns, you're going to crush the entire bag no matter how big it is. Like, you're eating the whole
every
thing.
Every single time, dude. We went to Wawa one night, me, Joe, and Chef, all drunk out of our fucking minds. And I just got this entire bag of Funyuns. And I immediately went right upstairs. Popped on my bed, ripped open the bag, just kept putting my hand in the bag until I got nothing. And I was like, oh, I'm all out of Funyuns.
I'm out of Funyuns.
I crushed a quesadilla.
Quesadilla. So, all right.
That's mine.
All right, here we go. Starting off at number five, leftover Chipotle.
Really?
I love leftover Chipotle when you're hammered or about to go to bed if you have leftover Chipotle. I think it's so good. Cold, too. Oh, my God. That shit is so good. You disagree?
Chipotle is good, but I don't think I could ever put that on a top five drunk food because hot Chipotle is even better.
I don't think if I'm hammered, I'm getting an entire Chipotle. I think just a cold little bit of Chipotle. I don't eat much when I'm drunk, so like just a little bit of snacking is like good for me.
I'd probably put the leftover Chipotle on a top five hungover food.
Okay, that may end up on that list as well. That's fair.
I'd probably put that on that.
All right. My number four, popcorn.
Popcorn, straight up?
Like regular popcorn.
Salt, pepper?
No. Nope, right out of the bag. I don't even care what kind of popcorn. It can be like loaded butter. Doesn't have to be. It could be anything. It could be the shit or Redenbacher shit. I don't give a fuck. I love it.
Really? You don't put anything on there? No
I low-key prefer to like more dry, honestly. Nope. Sorry, pause. Yeah, for sure. I think... Like, I don't really add anything to whatever is given on it. I'll fucking eat it. I don't care.
So when you go to the movies, do you ever do butter?
First, I'm big against popcorn at the movies, first of all. But if I do,
wouldn't he be against popcorn? Movie popcorn, dude.
It's a scam, and I'm gonna see right fucking through him. I'm no fucking fool. Anyway, no. If I do get popcorn in the movies, I wouldn't go extra butter, but like whatever butter is on it, it's good enough. You know what I mean?
They don't put butter on it.
Then I probably wouldn't. Yeah, I wouldn't put extra. I wouldn't like get it anymore. Whatever the fuck's on there is good. That's a lot of butter, bro. Popcorn. The popcorn they give you the movies is already unhealthy. The popcorn you make at home is actually relatively healthy as long as you don't fucking load it up with anything crazy.
I don't know.
So that's pretty good.
You're weird. I think you're a little sus, but continue.
All right. Number three, Fritos. I'm a slut for Fritos.
What kind
of Fritos? Fritos are, for the list, I'm going OG. But I love the fucking twist ones, like the chili ones. Those are fire.
Barbecue chili twists?
Barbecue, yes. The ones that are twist, those are fire, but they're not going to make my OG licious Fritos. The regular original are like I could crush unlimited amount of Fritos. Like it's my go-to.
I like the scoops more than I like the regular Fritos.
Scoops are good. The scoops are good. They're dude. I knew people that used to put sugar on those scoops, like just a little bit of sugar in there. I know, odd. I know,
sus.
But
now that's a real sus boy.
Or you dip those scoops in fucking hummus. No. Change your fucking life. Change your fucking life.
I always did chili.
Chili, okay. Oh, that'd be fire. Fritos. Holy shit.
With Cheetos, with chilies, not Cheetos. I don't know why I said Cheetos. But
also be fire.
Just that extra salt on the Fritos.
Yeah.
Just dip that in a bad boy of fucking chili. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Woo, baby. All right. My number two spot, dun-dun, pizza. I can't wait to say pizza. You, like, pizza's fucking, when I'm hammered, it's amazing. What I've been doing recently is I'll get, when I'm over my buddy's house, will like stop and get pizza at like 8 at night, and I'll get an extra piece for later, and I'll put it in the fridge. So I know when I'm about to go to bed, just crack that baby open. She's ready to go. Cold too, of course. What? You can't hate on that pick. That's a fucking classic pick.
I think that's just an easy one.
Of course it's easy.
Kind of just toss that one up.
All right. Well, how about, you're going to love my number one pick. Right, you're going to love it. You're going to love it.
Let's hear it.
Coming in at number one, drunk thing is to eat nothing. That is my number one pick, is nothing. I don't really drunk eat much, personally. I don't get hungry when I drink. Like, when I'm at the end of the night after drinking, I'm really not hungry. So, like, nothing is my number one thing to eat.
This is a kid that says nothing. Well, he legitimately made himself peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for how long, Cyrus?
That was like a year in college. That's because I needed to. My body said, like, bro, you need to eat. And that was, I had to force that down. I didn't even like it.
Oh. But.
All right. Sorry. I have a condition.
That's such a cop out, bro.
Sorry. I have a condition that when I drink 10 to 15 beers and I don't eat anything, the next day is death. Like, I'm sorry that happens to me.
That's such a cop out. And that's not a condition. That's literally every person. That's why you eat when you're drunk.
I don't get hungry. Like, if I do eat, it's like a lot of times me forcing it because I know I have to eat, so I don't have like an awful next day. I can get up and drink.
This kid just said lately he's been grabbing an extra piece of pizza, putting it in the fridge for when he comes home.
Yeah, because like I need to, but my number one pick would be nothing.
You're a cap artist, bro. Certified
cap artist. I have an honorable mention as well.
You might even hit diamond.
No fucking cap. Seriously. Nothing is the best thing to eat when you're drinking. And I have an honorable mention, though, that I got put onto. I can't put in my top five yet because I haven't had it enough. Salt and pepper pistachios. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. You got to have them. Holy fuck. But they have to be
I don't know if I can trust your opinion if your number one food slot is nothing. So, sorry.
I had to put it in there. I go against the grain. I'm sorry.
You didn't have to.
I did.
You didn't.
I literally wrote it down. It says number one, nothing.
You didn't have to.
I'm sorry. Well, I don't know what you want me to do. It's truly nothing.
It's.
I knew that would trigger. I knew it would trigger you. I knew it would.
So annoying. That's so annoying. You know that's annoying.
I know. That's why. I mean, it's true though. Like, I'm not lying. I truly would prefer not to have to eat anything when I'm drunk. It's just that I have to eat a little bit of something, so the next day is bearable and I can wake up and drink again. Sorry. I'm truly apologizing. I'm apologizing to you because, like, I know you like to grub when you eat or when you drink, but, like, I just don't. I'm sorry. Oh, you're so upset with me. Oh, I so care.
Together a list, dude, and then just use the number one as nothing, dude. Whatever, dude. What's the next topic? I'm over this. I'm over it. I'm over him. Certified cap artist over here. Makes himself
all right.
Yay, for 2 years straight. Gets a piece of pizza. Puts it in the fridge for after. But nothing's his number one answer, dude. You're a fucking honky.
Speaking of being hot, let's move over to heat checks. And it looks like we have the Athlete's Bill of Rights.
Athlete's Bill of Rights. Isaiah, what do we got for that? So this pretty much, I guess, comes up with the same question of, again, this is just like a moving towards the topic of athlete or college athletes getting paid and moving towards that zone. I guess right now is where their heads are at. They can now start to get paid for their making money off their likeness, so like their name. They can be in commercials and shit like that. So I think this is like a step in the right direction towards that, which I think is the best option to paying players personally, these NCAA athletes, rather than just the league paying them outright, which I'm not really a fan for personally, which is, I know, is an unpopular opinion.
Don't want players to get paid?
I think what they're going towards right now, like getting paid for the likeness, commercials, brand deals, shit like that is good. I don't love the idea of the school paying them, or I guess really the NCAA giving, like, cutting them a check. I don't love that, personally.
Op alert.
What? Op alert? Am I a narc? But
the proposal expands on ways in which a college player can earn money, expanding well beyond the NIL. Athletes would be allowed to enter group licensing deals such as apparel, clothing lines for the NCAA video game, and they could enter revenue-sharing agreements with athletic association conferences and their own schools. The NCAA and Power 5 strongly oppose such freedoms, have restricted athletes from all of the above in its NIL proposed drafts, both of which SI has obtained. That's a hard word. Legislation?
Legislations. There's a Z in there, if you didn't know. Fact check me. It's in there, I promise. Continue.
The legislation. Okay. You fucked me up, bro.
Dude, don't forget the Z. The Z. It's after the G.
Also calls for banning all restrictions and penalties attached to athletes' school choice from originally signing a program to transferring among them. This would create what many college coaches and administrators would describe as free agency. Under current rules, players are bound to a school by signing a national letter of intent, and they must miss a year of eligibility while transferring to another program within the FBS. However, that transfer rule is expected in January to be amended for allow players to transfer once without penalty. So basically,
This is exactly what I want to happen.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Which people still aren't that happy about. They're like, okay, it's good, but like they should just still pay them. I don't know if I think that's true.
Well, I mean, most of the money comes from their likeness anyway.
That's true. Most athletes, their actual net worth is majority of their brand deals, their Nike deal, their Under Armour deal. So like
contracts or anything.
And it's good because it's something that will make you money later on, as opposed to, I guess, just paying them in school. They get out of school, then they got to figure it out on their own. If you can get that Nike deal as a sophomore, at Duke playing basketball, okay, you go to the league, you still have that Nike deal there, and you've made money the entire way up, which is good in my opinion, and it's good for like the sport, like the games, you know, the NCAA football game that they're hopefully making again, commercials and shit like that.
You could be able to stay longer if they're making that much money already off the bat from their likeness.
If they can what?
You could probably get more kids to stay longer because a lot of them are just like, hey, I got money waiting for me at the draft. Like, I'm not going to stay another
risk getting hurt when I can just go there and make money tomorrow.
Exactly.
So, yeah, you're right. And that would be good for the
people stay in college football, and that would make
college football and basketball a lot more interesting to watch. That's why I really like college basketball. I'd rather Like the really good guys are, they're all one and done every time.
Well, a lot of people are thinking now they're probably going to lean more towards the NBA G League or something, because you can enter that before you go to the NFL NBA draft. I said NFL, but NBA draft. I know there's this one top prospect that decided to go to the G League instead of going to college for a year, and just, I forget his name, but he's doing that. So he's getting paid.
Can you make money in the G League? I think, or like, so. Can you do brand stuff? I know they pay you, obviously, it's just, well, not a lot.
It wouldn't matter if you're a big time player,
European basketball player, and lower.
Nike comes up to you like, hey, we'll pay you this amount of money. It's not like you have to worry about NCAA rules. And
I hope that doesn't happen. I hope that, I understand that's like, for some people, it's in their best interest for their future to do that. But I hope that doesn't happen. I love college basketball and college football. I guess we're mostly talking about college basketball here, but I love, like, college basketball is significantly better than the NBA. It's like the best. So I would hate for people to find different ways around it, around the NCAA, because I hate it so much. I understand the rules are very, like, Nazi-like, so they're not the best, obviously. But I still enjoy March Madness and college basketball, so, like, I really don't want to change too much. I'm hoping that this, like, Athletes' Bill of Rights, you know, like you said, keeps kids there longer, makes them more motivated to play under the NCAA, and play for these fucking sick schools that we like to watch play, and, like, legendary fucking coaches. You know what I mean? Or you can just go play for the G League on a shitty team for a year and then hopefully go to the league.
All I want is NCAA college football. That's all I want. I want the video game back. I need it back. I don't want it. I need it back.
I need it. I think that'd be sick. I don't know. I'm
through my veins. I'll drop $100 on it. I don't care. Okay.
Drop $100. I'll drop. You drop $150.
Yeah.
$200.
Yeah.
I don't know if you would.
I've done a lot.
I think you actually would. That's crazy. They, you know how much money they'd fucking make if this came back out? Like, why the like? What guy in the back room there is like, actually, we probably shouldn't. Like, I don't know.
Could you imagine playing Ohio State Clemson?
That'd be dope. That'd be pretty sick.
You can make your own, like, you get to just make your own coach, build up a dynasty. I'm going to Minnesota, bro. Sorry, PJ Fleck. I got to make a dynasty.
Go Soda. Row the boat.
Row the boat, baby.
We're huge Minnesota fans, by the way. Go Gophers.
I'm so mad the Big Ten canceled their season, dude.
The ACC is still playing. Losers. Sorry. Go Cuse. We're going to fucking win.
So do you think Big Ten is going to let people transfer?
Again, I hope not. That would – I hate that shit. Like, I get it. You want to play. It's crazy circumstances right now. But the fact that you're going to – it's just so dumb.
Saying it's going to be a spring. Like, Big Ten will come back in the spring. But if you come back in the spring, you have to figure out the draft. You have to figure that out.
It's not going to work. That's not going to work.
It's not going to work. So
it's not going to work.
So you probably just have, like, JV games at that point.
You just play games.
For the draft. Like, all your juniors with, like, draft aspirations are going to be like, I'm not going to play in the fucking spring. Well, the fuck would I do that?
I just hope kids don't, like, a ton of kids transfer to conferences that are playing. It'll just create a crazy shift that I just don't want to see. Yeah, who knows? Maybe I'll get fucking a ton of Ohio State kids come play for Syracuse. So who the hell knows? That'd be cool, though. I know. Hey, listen. Could you imagine that, though? A bunch of people got together. It was like, let's all go to Cuse and overthrow Clemson as the ACC champ. Right? That'd be crazy. I don't
think anybody in the ACC cares about football besides maybe UNC.
UNC has a better chance to do that, I'd say.
Yeah. I think they'd rather go to North Carolina than Syracuse, New York.
Fuck, it's so cold. So cold.
You would probably go.
I got PTSD. Dude, I'm telling you, I'm not kidding you. Every fucking week in the wintertime, we walk into the bar, you'd be like, we could have gone to Clemson. It's the same fucking academics, same kind of sports school. It's just fucking warm. Like, what? It's the same color. It's everything. We should have went there. It's fucking warm. But
missed out, bro.
No, fuck that. Go Cuse. Go Orange. But, so yeah, hopefully we get these kids paid a little bit of money the correct way.
I like it. I think it's a good deal.
Yeah.
And then you just get those scholarships. There was also talk of, like, lifetime scholarships. I don't know what that means. for being honest. Maybe that means like if you go into the draft, you can come back and finish your degree. But it didn't really
say anything
on this thing that I read. I just said lifetime scholarships. So
that'd be good for. I always want these kids to get their educations. That's always something I hate to see when they. I get it to leave early. It makes sense. Like I definitely understand leaving football, leaving your after junior year if you're that good. But hopefully they graduate early or go back and get the degree because like football only lasts till so long. It's good. Always good to get the degree. Okay. Next segment, my favorite. Questions? You didn't say it right. Say it right.
Questions.
No. There you go. Say it right. There's a question mark on there. I wrote it specifically for a reason on the list with a question mark.
I refuse.
Fine. All right. I'll ask the question. How fast do you think we're sticking with these food challenges because people must love them. How fast could you eat a Happy Meal? The last one we asked was the 4 for $4, and I think we landed on like a minute five, something like that. Happy Meal. It includes a small fry, a tiny ass burger, and a small drink. What do you got? What are you thinking?
53 seconds.
53 seconds. Mm-hmm. Wow. I was thinking you'd go a little earlier than that. You think, but I think there's such a difference between that and the 4 for $4. And then that's what, like 10 seconds difference? I think it's a way bigger than 10, like amount of food than 10 seconds. You got to get a bigger burger and nuggets. Think about it. Yeah. Well, I've never been wrong, so you're wrong. Therefore, I'm right. Next question. Just kidding. It's the only question we have. I think I can do it in. I think I'm longer than the 4 for $4 for you, but I think I can do this in 50 seconds.
You think you can do it in 50 seconds?
Yeah.
I don't think you have the stomach.
It's tiny, bro. I don't think you have it's so small. When's the last time you actually saw a Happy Meal on your face? Huh? Like, shit is small. Kids are tiny people. They're little.
Like, the definition of being a kid.
They're little humans. Yeah, it's in the name. Little. Kids means little.
I just don't think you have the mental fortitude.
No, I'm just absolutely downing the.
You can't even eat.
I'm gonna do this one sober. Obviously, I'm an idiot. I'm gonna down the fries in about 10 seconds, drinking half the drink, and there's no way I can't eat the burger in 40 seconds or less. Like, there's no fucking way. Like, that's happening. Like, I'm not a child. I think maybe I may even split it up. Do bread, patty, bread. Think about that. That may be the move.
You're going to throw
up. It is a little gross. It's a little – I won't throw up.
You're going to throw up.
I'm not like you. I'm not like you eating – throwing up from fucking bread. Talk about a weak stomach, people. You got to throw up from plain-ass white bread.
Huh.
Nothing on it.
That's funny. Huh. It was funny because Cyrus – it wasn't like Cyrus jumped up to the plate with one of his own friends asked him to eat a whole loaf of bread. I had to sit there and do the whole loaf of bread. And he wants to say – oh, I got a weak-ass stomach. I was 15 fucking pieces of bread in my fucking body. Don't you fucking dare belittle me, you little piece of shit.
Crazy, you puked in this fucking white bread. Like.
Let's see you fucking eat a whole loaf of bread, you piece of shit.
Well, I'm doing this fucking one, Happy Meal. Oh, and it's going to be delicious.
Take the easy road, bro. Take the easy road. We'll never know.
I told you if you could do the fucking – listen, I fucking told you when you did the first time that if you could do the bread 8 minutes like you said, I would have done it.
Walk it back, Cyrus. At it again, dude. Walking himself out of a situation he got himself into.
You go listen to the episode. I say if you can do it in 8 minutes, then I would do it. But you didn't do it. Yeah. Keep mocking me. It means you already lost. You know that. If you did it in 8 minutes, I would have done it. I said that, and he didn't. He didn't even finish. You could have at least man up and finished after you puked and just took the extra time. But you didn't. Did you?
See, now you're just making excuses. Oh, I would have done it. I would have done it. And you should have manned up, dude.
I said I would have done it.
Shut the fuck up, Cyrus. If you threw up, you were not finishing that. You weren't. You wouldn't have done it.
We'll never find out because you couldn't do it. We'll never find out.
Boy brain. You don't have the guts. You wouldn't have the guts, dude.
You're trying to tempt me into doing it, and I'm not going
to
do it.
Try to tell me, act like you're better than me when you wouldn't even attempt the challenge. All right.
I said I would attempt it, but you didn't meet the qualifications for me to attempt it.
Yeah, you didn't make the qualifications. There we go again, dude. Now you didn't make the qualifications, bro. There shouldn't be a qualification. It was your friend that asked, and you didn't nut up.
Our friend.
Didn't nut up. Did not nut up. So, you can suck a fat dick, or you can fucking sit down there, get a Wonder Bread, get a fucking loaf of Wonder Bread, and do the fucking challenge and prove me wrong, dude. You can throw up, and then you can fucking sit back down, take the extra time, and fucking man up and do it. Until you say that, you can't say shit to me about it, all right? Yeah, that's right. Keep that fucking dumb stash closed.
Trigger warning.
Trigger Somebody's warning, bro. Mad. Shut the fuck up, dude. Shut up.
Oh, man, I can see steam coming out of your head.
4 for 4, and I'm going to gas you in the fucking McDonald's one, too.
Are you gaslighting me?
40 seconds, dude.
40 seconds?
I'm going to beat your ass, dude. Fuck you. Fuck you. The pod's over, too. I'm done.
Thanks for listening, guys. He actually just got up and walked away. It's only just me now. He may actually be mad. Don't forget your loaf of bread, too. Oh, wait, you didn't finish it. Thanks for listening, guys.